This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams, and this is a rapid-fire episode, and this is five quotes that changed my life. Five quotes. The first one is, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. This quote comes from Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich, and I want to really do this one more time slower. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. If you can conceive it in your mind, if you actually believe it, you will achieve it. You have to conceive the thought in your mind of what you want. You have to believe you can do it. And eventually, once you conceive it, you believe it, you will achieve it. Great quote. I love that's one of my favorite quotes. That's the first one. The second one is, you are who you surround yourself with. You are who you surround yourself with most of the time. The other saying is, hey, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. The people you surround yourself with will determine your future because of things that they say, the energy they throw off, where are they going in life? If you're going to be around a bunch of millionaires, you're going to eventually become a millionaire. You're going to think big. You're going to think on how can I become the next level. If you're going to be around people that don't have money and broke and no dreams, no desires and negative, well, that's what you're going to become. Be around people that you want to be like and grow with. So surround yourself with the right people. The next one is, which I love, and I think this Earl Nightingale, but this I heard directly from my mentor, Cactus Jack Benninger. You are what you think about most of the time. Now, I didn't understand this right away. I want to share this again. You are what you think about most of the time. What you consume your mind with, the thoughts you have in your mind, the things you obsess over, becomes your reality. Now, if you're going to consume your mind with the news, with negative things, with bad energy, that will become your result. If you're going to assume, go dark here, if you're going to assume your mind with pornography and those kind of things and constantly doing things that are in that realm, you'll constantly think about it, which won't create any productivity. Now, if you're going to consume your mind with positive energy, audiobooks, positive affirmations, thinking about money, thinking about growth, that will become your reality. I'll say this again. You are what you think about most of the time. Start thinking about the things that you want. Thinking about how you're going to achieve them. Think positive thoughts. Get the negative bullshit out of your head and only think positive. Because you can only think one way, negative or positive, I choose the positive. Even in bad situations, I find a way to look at the positive by thinking negative. It does nothing good for you. So consume your mind with positive thoughts. Surround yourself with a positive atmosphere and consume your mind, obsess over the things that you want in your life. And when you think about that most of the time, it will become your reality. So again, you become what you think about most of the time. Here's another one. I'm going to murder this a little bit. Probably not exactly how I was supposed to read, but you will always get what you always got if you always do what you've always done. I'll say it again. You'll always get what you always got if you always do what you always done. If you keep doing the same thing, you'll get the same result. But if you do things in a different way and change things up, you get different results. So what it takes to go from, let's say, 100,000 a year to 1 million a year is going to be one strategy, but what it takes to go from 1 million to 10 million is a totally different strategy. So you need to try different things, and as you grow, you got to reinvent yourself, and you got to look at different strategies. This is why you seek out mentors and experts, because these experts can show you a different way to do things in the way they did to get to where they got to go. So try different things. And then here's the last one. This is my favorite one. I had this picture on my wall for many years back in the ice business in my old office. And it sat on my wall and there was a picture. And I actually had a picture of Arctic Stick on it because that was my big vision at the time. And it says this, entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't. Say it one more time. Entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't. I now get to spend my life in ways that most people never experience, sadly. I spent years of heartache and grind and working late nights, and I still work hard. But just so many different obstacles from not understanding how to make money, things not going right, trying different endeavors, pivoting, almost losing it all, everything being stripped from me. I spent many years of hard work, grind, grit, getting laughed at, and doing all the things people thought were crazy because I believed in what was possible for me. So I spent a few years like most people wouldn't. So now I can spend the rest of my life like most people probably will never experience. Because I've been able to understand how to achieve wealth, how to make money, how to make things work. I feel like I've tapped into the power of this game of life. And I figured out the answer and the secret. And not only am I continuously pursuing it for massive wealth, but I believe in helping others understand how to pursue and achieve it themselves. And so spend a few years of your life like most people won't, so you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't. You look at Jeff Bezos. Look back when he was in office and he created what he called Amazon. And Amazon at the time was just selling books. Well, now look what it's become. It's not only selling books, it's got films. It's got, you can buy anything. Amazon delivers things to you, and they're getting the process where they're doing drones to deliver packages. Amazon has become, probably becoming a trillion-dollar company. And you have Jeff Bezos, who's now is a multi-billionaire. And so he spent a few years of his life like most people wouldn't, and now to spend the rest of his life like people will never experience. The jets, the planes, you name it. And so I'll leave you on that one quote. I hope you guys enjoyed this quote. Let me know which one was your favorite, and feel free to email me your favorite quote. There's a different one other than here. Just email me at Brandon, just Brandon at BrandonTAdams.com, or send me a direct message at Instagram at Brandon T. Adams. And I'll leave on the quote, whatever the mind conceives and believes, the mind achieves. And whatever you think about the most is what you become.